If you've ever struggled with taking a break in your life or in your business, really allowing yourself to rest and restore, then this is the episode for you. Because I'm going to share with you four huge lessons I learned while I was away on my vacation this year to Florida, and how I am going to integrate these huge learnings into my life and to my business.
You're listening to The Courage Cast, a show dedicated to empowering multi-passionate entrepreneurs to create a new way of being and embody their divine purpose so that they take courageous steps in their lives and business. With a blend of practical and spiritual advice, tune in each week to be inspired to live bravely. Here's your host, Andrea Criss, empowerment coach, author, and your secret weapon.
Hey there, welcome to The Courage Cast. My name is Andrea. I am your host. I am excited to be recording a brand new episode, and I haven't recorded one since before I left for Florida, which I guess is probably, I'd say, over a month ago now. And I've been home a week. It's actually a week today. Today's Easter Monday, but by the time you will hear this podcast episode, it's probably going to be maybe mid-April-ish, maybe a little bit before that. But I'll have to tell you, you know, going away is a really interesting thing, taking time off. And this is what I wanted to chat with you about today on the podcast, because I just really wanted to have a candid conversation around what it's really like to be an entrepreneur and the expectations that we have for ourselves, for our business, for the time that we take to rest or not. And when I went away, I was gone for 3 weeks. And I really did a ton of planning prior to going on my holiday. And the planning included a lot of podcast recording. It included doing some emails. I was prepping to launch the Align Mastermind. I was just doing so many things. And for those of you who don't know, I actually have a second business. It is voice and piano students, and I do some in studio, which is in person, and some virtual. So I had to make sure that all of that was scheduled for my return. I had a few students that I was going to be continuing to teach while I was gone. And it was just a lot of like different balls in the air that I was trying to juggle. On top of all of that, I had two dogs at home. One of them I was dog sitting for my brother. And of course, my own pup, Coffee. And I had to get them ready to go. One back to Toronto, one to the kennel, get myself, you know, together and ready to fly to Florida. It was just a lot. It was a lot. So upon arriving in Florida, I was just completely exhausted. I have to say, in fact, it took me the first few days to just really even decompress. When I first got there, I wanted to go walk at the conservation park and walk the beach. And I found out that a friend of mine was actually also in Florida at the same time in the same area. And I was going to have an opportunity to catch up with her. So there was just a lot going on. So the first week that I was away, I was just still going nonstop. And by, I would say, the fourth day, it was as though I hit a wall. And I guess in hindsight, I probably should have seen it coming, but I did not. And I started to get chest congestion and also nasal sinus congestion. And it was actually wiped me out. Like, it was pretty bad. It's I don't get sick very often. And I think the moment that my body knew I could take a hot minute to rest, well, then all of a sudden I got sick. And I fought that for a good week at least. And it was just really frustrating, I have to say. I was thinking to myself, like, really, here I am. I want to relax. I had all of these things that I had in mind that I wanted to do, and none of it was getting done. And I had to sit, and I had trouble, you know, even sleeping sometimes because of the congestion. So a lot of my days consisted of sitting at the pool with a book and then going back to the condo and relaxing. I didn't really go out very often. I just pretty much went to the pool and back home. I went on very few walks that week just because I just didn't have the energy to even go very far. And I think that was the moment on my trip when I was just like, okay, something has got to give here. And I think this is a long time coming, like really and truly. I'm a generator 2-4, and I think I've been burning the candle at both ends because of my ability to do a lot of things. I think I front load myself quite often, and then I don't really pay attention to what it is that I need. And even on days where I'm going to be quote unquote off, I don't really shut off. I think about business. I think about the things that I want to be doing. Sometimes I'm doing a few of those things, and I really don't take an opportunity to actually shut down. So when I was away this time and I had to shut down, I had no other choice because my body said, all right, you're going to slow down and you have to stop. It really was an opportunity for me to really stop for the first time in a very, very long time. And I thought, you know what? I don't really don't want to have to get to this point every time I need a break. I don't want to have to get sick or feel as though, you know, something has to slow me down in order for me to pause and take a break and to really get centered. And so I want to share with you some of the things that came to me during the time that I was away, some of the things that I was journaling on, and some of the big lessons that I had. So this is an episode that I have not really pre-written. I'm just going to kind of go from the notes that I have in my journal. And I'm just going to shoot from the hip because I feel like sometimes it's just the raw, vulnerable thoughts that need to come through. So one of the big lessons that I first of all learned while I was away was that I need to rest and restore. And that has to become a priority for me. And I think as entrepreneurs, or if you're someone who's a leader in business or you're a leader in what you do, you may feel the pressure to perform or to work hard or to make sure that you are, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, making sure all the details are always covered. Maybe you've got a family or a spouse or a partner. Maybe you've got dogs like me, and you're just always running, always doing, always feeling as though something needs to be accomplished and you need to be productive. And honestly, friend, I have fought that for so long. It's almost as though it really is truly a limiting belief, and it is something that I am truly going to be working on when it comes to mindset. But it's also an identity that I think we can fall into this identity that we need to work hard in order to have what it is that we desire. And I heard that growing up all the time. In fact, I hear that still to this day. It is a nonstop conversation that is happening around me. And I have to say, it is really frustrating on many levels, but it's also shown me the emphasis that we put on working hard and being productive is debilitating on many, many levels. And it can impact mind, body, and spirit. And I found that out in some ways in the hard way, but also I'm grateful that it was just an illness that I could quickly recover from, because I feel like there are many people who get to that point and then have something more serious happen. Thankfully, that was not the case for me. So one of the things that really showed up for me was that I need to rest and restore. And it's not just about taking days off. It's actually about completely shutting down. It's about, you know, not checking socials or emails and allowing myself to unplug and to not worry about what happens when I am unplugged. And I think that's the biggest thing. When we're resting, we can, you know, have a day off. But if you're thinking about all of the things that you're not doing or you feel like you should be doing, that's not really resting or restoring. And so for me, it has become abundantly clear that in this next season, I am going to take more time to rest and restore. And I'm even looking at, like, what does my schedule look like? How much am I actually going to be working in my business? All of the things, like, really, I'm asking myself the big questions and making some big changes. So that was the first lesson. The second one was energy is everything. And for me, this really is about what is the approach that I'm taking when it comes to being in my life and when it comes to being in my business. Because really, so much can happen when we're in the energy and flow, and we can really show up as the best version of ourselves when we are in an energy that serves us. I wanted to say right energy, but really that's not the truth. It's in an energy that serves us. It's in an energy that allows us to show up and be who we truly are. And that comes when we feel rested. That comes when we have a regulated nervous system. That comes when we are eating foods that fuel us, and when we are hydrated, and when we are around people that are encouraging and uplifting and are not draining. And so I started to recognize in my own life where I was falling short in so many areas of that. I was working out, but I really wasn't intentionally working out. I was eating well, but I was, you know, sometimes just eating whatever I wanted to. My sleep was all over the place, and I wasn't really paying attention to how much time I needed on my own. And so I started to realize, okay, wow, in order to be productive, in order to really be in my purpose and be in flow, it really is about being in an energy that truly serves me and that serves my clients. And so that has become the second big lesson that I am going to be taking and implementing into my life as I move forward. So it's not just about, you know, taking time to rest, but it's really about when I am doing something that I'm in an energy that serves me. Even when I was thinking about doing the podcast today, I was like, oh, it's Easter Monday. Do I really want to be doing this? I'm kind of tired. I ate a big meal yesterday. And then, of course, all the old thoughts came back, like, okay, well, this is the day you have to do it. You have a whole schedule planned for this and think of all the things that you can do. And immediately I felt this pressure from myself. And so I went into my office, which is down in the basement, and I looked at the fact that my suitcase is still not unpacked yet. And there were clothes everywhere and there were things all over the desk. And I was just like, really? Is this really the time that I'm going to do this? And so it was chilly in the basement. So I turned the heater on. I went up and got my journal, came back down. I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my clothes away. So I unpacked all my clothes. I put them all away. I put things in the laundry that needed to be in the laundry. And this is like a week post vacation. So a lot of times I do this prior to a week later, but here we are. Anyway, so I got all that done and I was like, okay, I feel a bit better. I feel like I can do it. And then I sat down and I thought, okay, but there have been times that I force it. I try to force myself to do something because I think, well, I have the time and it needs to get done. Well, that is really where this comes into play. Energy is everything. So if I'm not in the energy to do it, I'm not doing it. It doesn't matter if there's a timeline. Because really, there is no timeline. So it's so funny because I have this really cute deck of cards, a super attractor card deck from Gabby Bernstein. And I pulled this card and it was so apropos. It said, I release time and let the universe show me what to do. And really, let's be honest here. Time is just a construct anyways. And we utilize time as markers for ourselves. But really, God and the universe don't need time for anything because time does not matter. Really, energetically and spiritually, time does not matter. We just make it matter. So anyways, I say all that to say this. It doesn't really matter when things get done because we just, you know, as long as we're in the energy of what we need to do. So having said that, I'm going to move on to number three. Be my true self. So I don't think that I am someone I would say who's not authentic. However, I do feel like I have struggled to really be honest about many things in my life that I believe to be true, things that I enjoy, what I really am about. And sometimes I find that I am like, hiding that from people, from family members, not showing up as that truest version of myself. And this has been something that has actually been showing up for me for quite some time now. And I had a session with my friend Roz, and it came through that I really wasn't showing up as the truest version of myself and not letting myself be that. That's being unapologetic about who I am and what I have to give to the world and what I need in order to do that. And I think a lot of times I've just said yes to things and been like, oh, okay, well, I'll do that or I won't do that, when really, like, that's not who I am or what I'm about, and I really don't want to do that. And I found myself when I went on holiday and I got sick, there were many times where I had the opportunity to say yes and no to things that I just didn't want to do. And honestly, it was so freeing for me because I have in the past been more concerned about what someone's opinion of me is going to be if I say no, than actually saying no and saying, that's not what I want to do. I actually don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do that. And so I have found myself in a place right now where it's really important for me to have those hard conversations if I need to, or say no to things that just really don't light me up, and be my true self. Be courageous enough to be the truest version of myself. And that doesn't mean perfection. That just means showing up, even if it's imperfectly, which a lot of times it's going to be. Which leads me to my fourth lesson, which is say yes and no as needed. So as you can tell, all of these things kind of run into each other, right? Like, it was like one led into another, led into another. And that was really about, like, does this work for me? Do I really want to do this? Is this a yes or is this a no? And I found that I needed to do this more than I thought I did. And moving forward, this is going to be something I think that's going to be big for me, is really saying yes to the things that light me up and making a hard line for things that don't, and not doing them. And so I know as I move forward, really taking these lessons and applying them and integrating them into my life, is going to be the key to showing up in a way that really feels good for me and allows me to thrive. And I'm really not interested, to be honest with you, in just doing things anymore. Like, if that was the case, I'm like, I might as well just get like a regular 9-to-5 job and just work and not care about anything. Then doing things that don't serve me and that really don't feel good. And that really means integrating into my life what I need to integrate. And I think things are going to look a bit different in my business because I think I'm just going to do things differently and not really be so concerned about what it looks like from the outside. Because it really matters more to me what's happening on the inside, not only for me, but when I'm doing this, then I am leading by example for my clients as well, taking this to a new level, helping them to be able to do this as well, and showing them a way of being that is way more sustainable, way more enjoyable and fun than what I have been doing up until this point. So those are my four lessons. Rest and restore. Your energy is everything. Be your true self and say yes and no as you need. That's straight from my journal. No fluff, just real talk today. So I wanted to share those lessons with you. Now that I'm back from Florida, I'm really just honestly at a place where I'm just like, okay, what do I want to be doing in my business? And just kind of like asking myself some big questions. So I have mentioned that the Align Mastermind is coming up in May. I might push that back, to be honest with you. I'm not even sure. So here I am saying this on the podcast, and I don't really know. So I'm going to sit with it for a week and just kind of see how I feel and see what comes up for me. And I do know that there are a few things that I've been wanting to do for a while that I have been hesitating on doing. And so I'm going to take a step in doing that. And that looks like recording some guided meditations that I want to start releasing. And I've been wanting to do it for a long time and I've been hesitating. So that does feel like it lights me up. So that's something that I want to do. And I really feel like it'll be beneficial, especially when you are taking that time to really integrate things into your life. I think it's going to be important, especially for inner healing. So those are things that I am going to be doing and working on and just kind of see what happens. So thanks for hanging out. I would love to hear if this resonated with you and if there's something that you feel like, oh my gosh, yes, Andrea, like this is exactly what I also need, and how I can serve you in that process of integrating those things into your life. So friend, thank you for hanging out with me today. And if we've not connected, you can find me on Instagram at Andrea Crisp Coach or at the.couragecast, as well as andreacrisp.ca. And until next time, remember, you have everything you need to live bravely.
If you enjoyed this episode of The Courage Cast, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating and review. And while you're there, make sure to follow along on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Original music and production by Stephen Krillin.